Welcome, everyone.
I'm gonna turn it off. Is it on? That's good.
Thanks for coming this evening. I'm Lars Bilson, the director here at KITP. I think we all need to give Emily a round of applause for helping you with parking. Now, if you don't know why you're applauding her, that means you didn't see her and you missed getting your free parking pass, so it's too late. But that is something we intend to keep doing so that you're no longer frustrated by the quote-unquote auto pay system. So thank you all. Okay, thank you, Emily. So thanks for coming. I've been asked one important question, which is that nobody say anything tonight about Game 7. Because there are people in the audience who want to watch the game later. Everybody got it? No cheering, nothing. Yeah, we don't follow basketball is what I heard. Yeah, okay, that's a good sign. Okay, all right. So thank you for coming. So upcoming events. So again, just so all of you can mark your calendars, for those who are friends of KITP, we have an event coming in January, which we've already told you the date for. If you're not a friend and you want to know the date, we have friends folders out front, so you can become a friend. It's never too late. In terms of public lectures, we have Kumran Vafa on Wednesday, February 26th, who will be talking about the string landscape, the swamp land, and our universe. So if you've been hearing about things like alternate universes, this may or may not be the talk for you. We'll only know after it's given. And then Michael Cates, May 20th, will be giving a talk on entropy and the arrow of life. I think that's a title Mark probably gave him.
Tentative
title. And then we have the one after that will be either June 3rd or June 10th. We're still trying to finalize it. That will be by Annette Ferguson, who's an astronomer from Scotland, who's here for one of our programs. She'll talk about what's happening outside of galaxies. Because everybody's heard about galaxies and what's in the galaxy, like you, but you probably haven't heard about what's outside of galaxies. So that's what she'll be talking about. And then, of course, there's other events, other Chalk Talk events that Mark and I are arranging. So again, we're trying to stay 6 months ahead. That was a request. We're doing it. Some people now say, why are we doing it so far ahead? So I know we can't win, no matter what we do. Okay, yes. No. Oh, the chair. There's a few. Lucasian. Yes. Yes. Okay. So, as everybody knows, Mark Bowick is our excellent deputy director, and he works to bring these talks together. And so he's going to introduce our speaker this evening. Mark.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. So tonight's talk is about spin, particularly the quantum mechanical spin of the electron. The sort of universal nature of spin, particularly that spin, can be seen in language. Even the French call it le spin. And the Italians, il spin, and the Germans, and so on.
And the Spanish, espin.
Espin, for the Spanish. They always have to be a little different. But so you can see this is really a major universal concept. It also occurs in our everyday language as in spin doctor. But we're really lucky to have here tonight a spin expert, Jairo Sinova. His PhD is from Indiana University, and then he worked at University of Tennessee and University of Texas at Austin and Texas A&M before moving 2014 to Mainz University as a Humboldt professor and director of SPICE, the Spin Phenomena Interdisciplinary Center. He's also interested in classical spin, being a Spaniard, as in tennis. So I challenge him to work towards his compatriot, Rafael Nadal. His spin rate has been measured at 5,000 RPM.
Yeah. Mine is more like Federer.
Ah, good. Good. Well, but we'll believe it when we see it tomorrow. So with a little bit of high-level mathematics, if you take Rafa's forehand average ground stroke speeds, like almost 80 miles per hour, so you can calculate that the ball has turned 66 times as it's coming over the net to you at the baseline. So please welcome tonight's spin doctor, Jairo.
Thank you, Mark. can you hear me okay? Everybody hears okay? Okay, great. My voice is not the softest, so it's okay.